The search for an unmanned drone aircraft that went down in the waters of Lake Ontario yesterday is expected to resume today. There were no reports of any injuries or damage to civilian property after the crash. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the MQ-9 Reaper was involved in a routine training mission with the 174th Attack Wing out of Mattydale when it crashed about 20 miles northeast of Oswego.
The aircraft had been on a training mission for about 3 hours when it went down inside the confines of military special use airspace in the southeastern end of Lake Ontario. Colonel Greg Semmel, commander of the 174th Attack Wing, won't speculate what happened, noting an official Air Force safety investigation will determine that. In the meantime, a Coast Guard vessel and helicopter from Buffalo started a search for the remains of the unmanned drone, but that was called off because of the weather. Semmel says it's a big aircraft that could leave some debris behind.
The airplane is a 66-foot wingspan, a fairly large aircraft. I think it's probably a combination of parts maybe floating and not floating, so to be determined, really. We'll see what actually does float and maybe come up ashore.
Semmel emphasizes there were no weapons or other hazardous materials on board the drone, although there could be gasoline leakage from the wreckage. The 174th has suspended all flying operations for now and is working with several state, federal, and local organizations as the recovery of the wreckage and the investigation continues. The drone had taken off from an airfield at Fort Drum and was involved in routine training of MQ pilots and sensor operators for the Air Force. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.